Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
Take your Bibles and open it to Joshua chapter 7 tonight, because I want to share some things with you, and I hope you're ready to receive this, because it's time for you to realize that your failures are just a setup. Your failures are just a setup. So you got a choice when you fail. You got a choice to either learn from it, repent, get up, and grow, or you take another lap and you do it again. Y'all ain't going to help me. Anybody ever misguided and sinned and you repented, you got close to God again, but that thing come back around again and it sucked you. You found yourself right back in that, right back in that thing all over again. Amen. Well, in Joshua chapter 7, I want you to join me there, and I'm going to be only in Joshua chapter 7 and chapter 8 tonight, so if you got your Bibles, you can follow along, and you might need to share with somebody, because there's a lot in this scripture right here for us. Everybody say, for you. Look at somebody, say, for you. Now, if you Cajun, you would say, for you, for you, and for me. So tonight, I want you to loosen up and just say, all right, for you and for me. Ain't nobody pointing fingers, right? Because we've all missed it. Let's go ahead and get over that one real quick. Amen? Are you ready? Joshua chapter 7, and here's what I want to explain to you before I jump into this scripture. You have to realize that in Joshua chapter 6, they just conquered Jericho. They just walked into the promise of God. Y'all remember when the Israelites, 10 of them said, we can't do it. Remember? Two of them said, yes, we can. Let's do it now. But because of the 10 and because of where the people was at, they had to take a 40-year journey. And in the process, how many of us has been in the process? Anybody in the process? Come on. Anybody been around the mountain a couple times? And you begin to realize that, yes, this is just a process. But even in the process, you remember when I begin to preach about Balaam, you realize that the enemy might be pronouncing curses, but he keeps running into the blessings. So even in your process, you're still blessed. Nobody's going to help me. Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and just keep right on going. Is that all right? So in chapter 7, they just come off the high of taking the promised land, but they come across this little kingdom called Ai. A and I. Ai. Y'all get that in a minute. You ever run into somebody, the whole world was about them? You ever run into an I? Oh, yeah, okay. We'll get there in a minute. All right. Verse 1, but the children of Israel committed a trespass or a sin in the accursed thing. I'm not going to pronounce all those names there for you. And they took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. Now, let me just share something with you real quick. When they were told to take Jericho, they were told, don't you touch anything, destroy it all, because what's there is cursed. Oh, let me get down here and preach for a minute. See, there's just some things, church, look at me. There's just some things that God don't want you to be a part of. That's good preaching, Pastor. There's just some things that God doesn't want you in the middle of. And he don't want nobody to give you any. No, y'all ain't going to help me. Anybody ever give you something, but it was something that cost you later? Well, you know, because I gave you this, I expected this. No, let me come up here. I can preach right here. See, you need to realize that there's some things that God says, I don't want you to touch. I don't want you to be in the middle of. I want you to leave it alone. There's many times in our life we need to learn that when God says leave it alone, you best say it. You best. Oh, y'all are starting to get it now. But somebody, there's always got to be one. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Because at one point in time, we were all that one. We were all that one. Just wave your hand. Just go, yep, at one point in time, I was that one. There was one who took something that didn't belong to him. And it cost everybody. See, can I get everybody here to hear this real quick? Just because one person does something, y'all got to hear me now. Just because one person does something, takes something, acts in something that God told them not to, are you hearing me? Is everybody hearing me? It began to cost everybody. And right here, you find that Joshua is sitting there and God says, listen, there is a problem here. And you begin to find in chapter 7, a big mess is getting ready to happen. Anybody ever realize that when you miss God, there's a mess coming? Good preaching. When you miss God, there's a mess coming. Now, for many of us, we need to realize our mess becomes our message. Amen? But your message only becomes a message when you've been through the mess. Amen? So here you find something very interesting. Let's keep going. So in verse 2, you find Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai. It's beside Beth-Aven on the east side of Bethel. That's just giving you some geology. And he spoke unto them saying, I want you to go up and I want you to look at the country. And the men went up and they viewed Ai. Now verse 3, everybody catch this. I'm going to preach this for a second. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go up. But let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and let's attack or smite Ai and make not all the people to labor, for they are but a few people. Can I go ahead and tell you something? One of your biggest mistakes is actually underestimating your enemy. Y'all ain't saying nothing. See, a lot of us consider the devil to run around with a pitchfork and a pointy tail. But really, he parades around like an angel of light. He comes in and he will confuse you and he will cause you to get all kinds of messed up. You'll start believing things that are not true. You'll start holding on to things. You'll start being a part of things. Oh, come on now. And what happens is that you begin to underestimate exactly the fight that's coming to you. Well, this is just a little problem. I can deal with it. Anybody ever said that? I can deal with this. I can handle this. Anybody? I just need to know if I'm preaching in the right church. I just, maybe I'm the only one that's been there, but how many of us has just said, I got this. I can handle this on my own. Look, I can kick this to the curb. I can handle it this way. I can deal with this. I can deal with that. And then what happens is what happens here. You realize that when you get in the middle of it, God's not there. And where you go in knowing you're supposed to win, you get whipped. Anybody ever got whipped? I ain't talking about your parents. I'm talking about the enemy. I'm talking about whenever you try to lay your head down at night and the torment just begins to flow through your mind over and over again. He begins to steal your sleep. And then he begins to attack your body and your body begins to become sick. And you, no, y'all ain't saying nothing. Come on now, right here. In this church, I need everybody to hear me. Listen, 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 listen. They went in to attack, and when they did, the men of Ai rose up less than what they were, and they beat them. They caused them to even turn tail and run. It was supposed to be a fixed fight. How many of you have ever heard somebody say it's a fixed fight? I've even heard pastors and preachers say it's a fixed fight. We win. That's true if God's with you. But if there's not the Lord of all creation with you, you're in trouble. Hello? When you put anything else in front of where he needs to be, you're in trouble, church. Come on, somebody help me. When you begin to think you got this or you can handle this, listen, that's the biggest lie of the enemy to get you to believe that you got it. Well, I can handle this. I'll push this attitude down long enough. I'll push this anger down long enough. Oh, you ain't going to help me up in here. If I just push this aside, I can deal with it later. And every time you push it to the side and you try to shove it in that closet, you realize the door gets harder and harder to close. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. But watch this. What happens is after a while, that thing is bigger than what you... Because you didn't allow a God to help you deal with it in the first place. And these men came back, those that were left. And they came to Joshua, which should have been an easy fight, Stephanie. It should have been something easy to take. And they come back to Joshua, and they begin to tell him what happens. Can I show you what Joshua's response was? How many of you are with me? You still in chapter 7? Are you still with me? You still there? Verse 6, and Joshua rent his clothes. How many of y'all were here last Tuesday when I actually told you why men of God would rent their clothes? They were separating themselves. Joshua rents his clothes. He falls to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord. And the eventide, and he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust upon their heads. And Joshua cried out to the Lord, and wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over the Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we have been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. Everybody needs to understand that isn't it funny every time you lose a battle, you go whining to God. I'm speaking truth. It doesn't make a difference if you receive it or not. I'm telling you truth. What happens is when you fight a battle on your own and you lose, you go back and you want to blame God. Well, that didn't go the way I wanted it to go. Anybody ever said that? Anybody ever tried to deal with somebody and you did it in your flesh and you turned around and went, well, that didn't go the way that I thought it would go. Well, that obviously didn't make it. But on the other side of that coin, you've done it where the Spirit of God was on you, and it went the way that God wanted. Are y'all still with me? Can I go down to verse 10? And the Lord said to Joshua, get up. Wherefore, or why are you lying on your face? Can you hear this, church? I want to speak this to the church. You ready? Just because somebody missed it in your past, just because somebody hurt you, just because somebody did something against you, listen, it's not time for you to begin to gripe to God about it. It's time for you to rise up and realize there is something wrong here. Hello, church. And if it's you, then you got to go to the place where you say, God, it's me. Good preaching. I just wish somebody. Verse 11, Israel has sinned. They've transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. Now watch this. God is very specific. If you're listening, God will speak to you very... No, y'all ain't going to help me. Anybody ever ask God what's wrong? Anybody ever ask God, God, what's wrong? What's wrong with me? Hello? Look how personal he becomes. For they've taken the cursed thing and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they put it even among their own stuff. You do realize that there's things in your life that you just can't hide from God. Come on, church. There's just something. We want to cover it up and say, it'll be all right. And the Lord comes by and dusts it off. And you cover it up, and he comes by and he dusts it off. Oh, I can deal with my anger. Okay. And then somebody cuts you off driving down the road. Yeah, some of y'all heads bobbing. It ain't in the Holy Ghost. And them hand signals you giving definitely ain't no high praise. Are y'all catching what pastor's trying to say to unite? You need to realize that God knows exactly where you are, what you're doing. He's not only counting the things you do right, but he's watching the things. Let me just keep going. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies because they were cursed. Ooh, that's a tough word. See, I just preached to you, you ready? That even though you get a word, you better pray and you better fast before you move. Y'all remember when I preached on Balaam? I mean, that was a life-changing message to this church and to your pastor. It's because a lot of us get zealous and in zeal when we get a word, we just want to jump out and do it. But we didn't get the instructions. You do realize that when the men came to Joshua, you notice that God didn't tell Joshua. The men told Joshua. Oh, this is going to help you. We need to realize, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. There's a lot of people that's got something to say about your situation and where you are, but God's got the ultimate answer for you if you'll just stop and listen for just a little bit. Do you understand that if Joshua would have just stopped for a minute, that he would have listened to God, God would have said, stop! There's something that's not right here. And he told Joshua this, he said, look, because they touched something that was cursed, they couldn't fight their enemy, they had to run from it. How many of you have ever stood toe-to-toe with the enemy? Anybody ever looked? Y'all ain't gonna help me. You may have had to look addiction in the face. You may have had to look a person who abused you in the face. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You may have had to look in the mirror at your own past. Boy, this is some heavy preaching tonight because it's tough in here. Because somebody has done this, you can't stand. Can I help you? If there's some things in your life you want to beat, you got to do it God's way. You cannot. I don't care how much you love somebody. Y'all ain't going to help me. People tell me all the time, well, you know, Pastor, I'm a good Christian person, and if I'm just with this person, then I'll change them. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't, because there's people missing from this congregation tonight that said the same thing. Well, I'll bring them to church every service, and Pastor, I'll just live good around them, and it'll change them. And guess what? They're not here tonight. And I'm going to speak truth as a pastor. I'm not going to lie. So if it's in your mind, stop thinking it, because that's not God. Just wave that one off for me. Just wave that one off. Say bye to it. The next instructions were, actually, Joshua, I want you to get up in front of everybody and tell them to go sanctify themselves. That sounds familiar, didn't it? Before they ever crossed the Jordan, they had to go and repent. They had to sanctify themselves. Before they could ever step across and see a miracle of God, they had to get right. Everybody just shout, get right. And what happened was the very thing that was done in secret, when things start getting right, will be exposed. Oh, come on, somebody. Watch this. When you start walking right and you start living right, you realize there's some things that's not right. Hello? All of a sudden you realize that mindset can't stay there no more. I can't have that against that person. I can't have this. I can't do this. I can't do that. Hello, is there anybody with me right now? Anybody can just say, yep, that's it, Pastor. That's truth right there. That's truth right there. It's because when we get into his presence, there's more of him that shines than us that shines. And he makes all of them come before him, and he runs across Achan. You read it, because I ain't got time. And at the end of that chapter, about five verses from the end, he looks at him and he says, Achan, just go ahead and confess it to the Lord. And Achan begins to break down. I stole a garment, and I stole a shard of gold, and I did this, and I buried it, and I put it up under my tent. And at that moment, Joshua sent men to go get it. See, can I help everybody here real quick? When God exposes some things that needs to be changed, why do you linger? Well, maybe if I leave it there, God won't cause me to. No. Is anybody with me? Come on, listen. You know what I've learned is that when God begins to expose some stuff in me that needs to die, I need to go deal with it right now. Y'all ain't going to help me. If I find that lies begin to come out of my mouth, I'm going to the cross. Hello, somebody, because I'm not serving two masters, because one of them is a liar and the other one's truth. Golly, y'all are tough tonight. You know what he did? They went and they brought it. And not only did they bring Achan, they brought his whole family, they brought his livestock, they brought everything. And they took them into a valley and they stoned them to death and then burnt all of their ashes. Y'all say, that's rough. But you have to realize one man in his sin cost 36,000 men to perish. That's tough. What we have to realize is that when we do things, it costs. Good preaching, Pastor. No, when we do things in our flesh, it costs. It costs. It costs people. It costs hurt. It costs lives to be damaged. Anybody ever been hurt in church? Anybody ever lost a friend? Come on, speak truth in church. It was someone you really loved, but you know what? Because of what happened, you lost them. Now let's get to chapter 8. You ready to have some fun? Now I can preach, right? In chapter 8, here's something that I want everybody to hear. Watch this. And the Lord said to Joshua, how many of you are there? Put your finger there. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not, neither be dismayed. Now, let me help you. There was three other times that the Lord spoke those exact words to him. You ready? It was whenever Moses was getting ready to die, and the Lord said, Joshua, fear not. Don't be dismayed. I'm putting my anointing on you, and I've raised you for such a time as this. Everybody say, that's one. The second time is whenever he began to cross the Jordan, the Lord looked at him and said, hey, Joshua, fear not. See, you need to realize that there is a time when you come into promotion that God's trying to bring you to, that he wants to say, look, you've cleaned out the sin in your life. You cleaned out the stuff in your life. Now I can get you to the place of promotion. Now I can get you to the place of walking into the promises that I have for you. Are you seeing this right here? Hey, Joshua, you got it right. Now let's move. And then you find Joshua again later on in his life looking at them before one of the greatest battles. And he looked at the Israelites and he said, this is what the Lord told me. And now I tell you, fear not, nor be dismayed, nor even look at them. Does that sound familiar? Can I help some of you in here? I'm tired of hearing the Lord just speak to me. Now it's time for me to tell you. It's time for you to rise up and quit being in fear. It's time for us to rise up and realize the God that you got, it's the same God that I have. If he moved for me, he's going to move for you. If he healed my body, he's going to heal you. If he caused me to prosper, you can get ready because prosperity is coming your way. What is it that holds you back? Is it fear, or do you have your eyes on your circumstances? Tonight, I'm telling you, church, are you ready? I hear the Lord telling all of us, you ready? It's time to win the battles. It's time to go from failure into success. But there has to be a separation of where you say sin can't be a part, and I got to begin to live right before God. And when you do, then you realize you're not cursed, you're blessed. Oh, come on, somebody got to help me. Anybody in here want to be blessed? Anybody here want to be blessed going in and blessed going out? You want to be blessed in the fields. You want to be blessed wherever you go. I don't know about anybody else. I'd rather be in a place of blessing than in a place of dry and dead and broken. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. I'm going to preach now. It's time for us to realize that what God is saying is that I've watched you. See, some of y'all in here, over the past 2 years of your life here in this church, I've watched things fall off of you that once had you bound. God, Lord, you had to help me right now. There were soul ties that hooked into you, and every time the enemy would try to pull on it, caused you to cry. It caused you to be in depression. It caused you to run back to drugs. It caused you to run back to alcohol. It caused you to run back to all the stuff. But what I've watched is in 2 years' time, I've watched where God's come by, and every time you said, Lord, I thank you for setting me free, I watched him cut the ties off of you. And we are now in a place, oh, y'all ain't going to help me. We're now in a place where we finally begin to uncover the sin and the dead things in our life. And now the Lord said, you have literally allowed my spirit to burn that up. And now I'm going to bring you in. I'm going to cause you to take what I told you you could take. You're not going to run. And it's, oh, my God, have mercy right now. Help me, Lord Jesus. It's time to get to the place where you're not having to fight tooth and nail, but now you're listening and obeying, and he opens the doors before you get there. It's time for you to get to the place, church, where now all of a sudden what you used to have to cry and beg for, now they're coming and bringing to you. Y'all ain't going to help me, and that's okay, and I don't care. See, there's a word that the Lord is trying to say to Joshua, but he's trying to say to us, now it's time for you to quit fearing. Get your eyes off your circumstances. Rise up, man of God. Rise up, woman of God. Now is the time, because now you separated yourself. Let me just go back here. And take all the people of war with you and arise. No, I'm a preach right here for 1 minute. Quit taking the wimps with you. I don't have a hanky. I got a set of keys. I forgot to wave that. And it made noise. You're taking people with you that you have to babysit. There's times when you babysit and you raise up babies, but when you got to go to war, you better know you got some people that know how to battle. You better know that you got some people that know how to pray, and you better know that you got some people that's got your back. You ready? Are you ready? See, we had to deal with all the stuff. We've had to deal with all of our junk. And now the Lord's trying to tell all of us, now I've got you to the place where I'm telling you the last thing you got to do is cast off fear, cast off restraint, and then now move. I'm going to go ahead and help all of y'all. I'm moving. I'm getting up and I'm rising. And tonight I'm calling all of you warriors to arms. How many of you are ready? How many of you desire a fresh anointing? How many of us desire to see things we've never seen, hear things we've never heard before, and go places we've never been? See, it takes an army of people who desire the same thing. So that when the enemy tries to talk you out of it, you got somebody who's steady talking you into it. Y'all ain't going to help me right now. You ever noticed in your life you got more naysayers than yaysayers? Somebody going to write that down tonight. You got so many people in your life, you got more naysayers than yaysayers. You got too many people that's talking bad about you than what you got people celebrating you. Can I just help you? Listen, why in the world would you hang with a bunch of deadbeats that ain't got your back and talk about you every time you turn around? Joshua, take your eyes off the circumstances. Call the men of war to action and rise up. Now watch this. Watch what he says here. For I have given into your hand the king of Ai and his people and his city and his land. Oh, my God, have mercy. Can I preach right here for just 1 minute? You ready? I have been praying two things since I've been in this city. You ready? One, that I would take the land. Y'all ain't hearing nothing I'm saying. Because if you look at people and you look at seats in here, you think, my God, we losing. I've been praying to take the land. Are you hearing me? And I've been praying for an army to rise up with me. Because for too long, everybody has said, just leave and get out because it will never happen. I've had people tell me, just get out. I got news for them. There's an army that's rising up, and they're not saying get out. They're saying let's go. There is a cry in the spirit, guys. There is a cry in the spirit. You wonder why the fight is so hard. You wonder why he tries to hit you right in your emotions. He tries to hit you right in the areas that hurt the most. No. Is there anybody in here you just been hit? You have just been hit in some of the most tender areas of your life, and you feel like you've been ravaged. Let me see your hand. Just be truthful. You wonder why. See, there is a choice right now that we have to understand. They had just come off the greatest victory ever of taking Jericho. And then because of a failure, it caused them to lose their momentum. Isn't it funny? The devil likes to take all the air out of your sails. Come on, anybody ever been on top of the mountain? Things are going so great that all of a sudden something happens and you find yourself where your sails are flat and you're in the middle of a storm. Oh, y'all ain't helping me right now. And I hear the Lord saying to everybody here, listen, it's time for you to rise up. Quit putting your head down and pick your head. If you've missed God, repent and get up. No, are you hearing me? Are you hearing me, church? Listen, everybody, listen to me. If you miss God, 1 John chapter 1, confess your sin to Him. He's faithful and just to restore you. Anybody here, just look at somebody and poke them and just say, get up. Poke them. Give her a long distance poke from, get up. Get up, Stephanie. Get up. Verse 3, you know what Joshua did? He got up. Can I help everybody here? It's one thing for God to tell you to get up. It's another thing for you to actually get up. You're expecting God to do your miracle when the truth is He's already performed it. He's just waiting for you to walk it out. So Joshua arose and all the people of war, not the wimps. Look at somebody and say, not wimps. People of war. To go up against Ai, and Joseph chose out 30,000 men of valor and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, behold, you lie against the city, even behind the city. Go not very far from the city, but be ready. And I and all the people are with me will approach unto the city. Now watch this. Y'all catch this. And it came to pass when they came out against us, as at the first, that we will flee before them. For they will come after us until we've drawn them from the city. For they will say, is everybody reading it? They will say they will flee before us as at the first, and therefore we will flee before them. Then you shall rise up from the ambush, seize the city, for the Lord your God will deliver it into your hands. Now, can I help everybody here? Two things, and I'll let you go. Can you handle it? Two things. Can you handle it? You handle it? You ready? You ready? The enemy expects you to run when you got to face him again in the area you failed at. How many of us don't even have the courage to face him in the area we failed? Preach, Pastor. We just run from it. We don't deal with it. And society today, you know what they do? They build little rooms so you can get away from it instead of dealing with it. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Colleges, they got little stuffed animal unicorns. They go in and hug them because the stress is too much. Y'all think I'm joking? Look it up. They got videos. They got pictures. That's not men and women of valor. It's scary to think that those are the people that's growing up to lead my country one day. I want some people who's been through some stuff. Come on now. Because if I got to go to fight with somebody, I want to know somebody who's going to actually stand with me. Watch this. Watch this. You ready? The Lord told Joshua, he says, the enemy expects you to run. Can I tell everybody here the greatest secret of the world? The enemy expects you to run. You know why? Because you've run many times before. When the pressure gets on, I ain't going to church. I'll leave that one alone. I didn't say that, Lord. Please, just, okay, let that one go, Lord Jesus. When the pressure gets on, I don't want to talk to nobody. Don't be religious. But instead, we're going to turn the tide on the devil. Is anybody ready to turn the tide? Again, the word says that the city is ours. The promise of God is ours. Are you hearing me? It's ours. And the very thing that the enemy meant for you to run from will be the very thing that God uses you delivered from to take your city. Have you realized that some of y'all got some stories in here? Some of y'all got some stories. Some of y'all been through some stuff. And what God's trying to do, and see, there's things that I just wish I could let out in the open, but it's just not there yet. That already God's beginning to open up doors in the city to begin to facilitate and get paid for. To allow you to speak into people's lives from where you came from to help people from where they are. Yeah. guys, you got to listen to me. You got to listen to me. See, the enemy expects you to run, Stephanie. But the truth is that when you got people of valor with you, you're only going to go so far, and it's to draw them out. Can I help everybody here? Who you surround yourself with will be the very people who helps you draw out some things. And not just draw them out, but to help you fight against. For too long, you know what's happened? You surrounded yourself with people that draw stuff out of you, and then you fight with them. True? Am I speaking truth? For too long, you surrounded yourself with people that you've allowed them to draw stuff out of you, but then they take it and they attack you with it. I hope this is making sense to everybody here. It's time for you to surround yourself with people who's really got your back so that when the stuff's being drawn out, they help you fight it. They don't pet it. They don't speak to it. They don't pamper it. They fight it. Come on, is everybody hearing me? The rest of the story is that whenever they begin to chase him, they begin to come in from the back and take the city. And when the people realized that the city was being attacked, Joshua turned on them. And if you read it, it says that Joshua took his spear. This is going to make sense to some of y'all in a minute. And he held it up. And when he held it up, the men would turn, and then they caught them in the middle. Are you ready? Whether the devil knows it or not, everything that God has set up for you in your past and in your future is getting ready to crush the enemy that is in your life right now. I hope y'all grabbing a hold of some of this stuff tonight, man. I'm dropping some nuggets, some heavy stuff on y'all. You ready? And as long as he held up that spear, does this sound familiar? They annihilated the enemy. They left none. And I give you one more thing to think about. When the battle was over, the Lord said, "Now, I want you to go in and I want you to take the spoils." Do you realize that if Achan would have just been patient, he'd have been blessed? This makes sense to anybody? Church, can I help everybody here? Sometimes you just got to be patient before the Lord. Because when you're patient, your blessing will come to you. Are you hearing me? You may have to fight for it, but it won't be cursed. It'll be blessed. Does this make sense to anybody here? Is everybody catching a hold of this? Man, I'm dropping some stuff on y'all tonight. If Achan would have just held on for a little bit, if he wouldn't have got caught up in his situation, his sudden, "I got to meet my need." Uh-oh. Y'all handle 30 seconds, and I'll close, and I'll be done. Most people act out of their need right now instead of their trust. Is anybody with me right now? A lot of people act out of what's going on right now instead of trusting. Hello. Trusting. Trusting God. Trusting. Because soon it will come back to you. Can I just help everybody here tonight? We are in a place. Tap somebody and say, "We are." Not just pastor. Yeah, reach over and touch somebody. Just poke them. Just say, "We are." All of us. We are in a place right now that God is telling us, get your eyes off of now. Makes sense? Fear not. And get ready. You do realize that it's time for us to get ready for war. Y'all ain't helping me. You know how I can tell when a church is ready for war? I look at a Thursday night prayer meeting. When I look at a Thursday night prayer meeting and I got three people here, we're not ready for war. Y'all ain't saying nothing. It's quiet. When I look at a Sunday morning at 10:30, or actually at 9:30, and I see three people praying while the praise team's practicing, we're not ready. Church, are you hearing the call to arms tonight? Are you hearing what your pastor is trying to share with you? You ready? Get your eyes off your circumstances. Get your eyes off of where you are now. We're going to have to fight, and you better have people with you that know how to fight. But this time, where we might have failed, we're going to succeed. Does that make sense? With every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. I pray this word has actually touched somebody's heart here tonight. If you're here and you're in the middle of that right now, you feel like, man, I've just totally missed it. I got good news for you. There's only one way, and that's up. If you caused it, just repent. If you didn't and you're just walking it out, just realize that it's time to succeed. It's time to take. So tonight, right now, I want you to check your heart. Check it. Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you will just begin to move up and down the aisles of this church right now. Lord, we realize that a failure is not meant for us to stay on our face with dust on our head. It's meant for us to get up, to rally the warriors, to listen to God, to get it right, and then take the promise and take the spoils. So Lord, tonight, if there be anybody here that would just say, I've missed it, then Lord, we repent right now. We confess. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us. And Lord, tonight I pray that if somebody is here and they didn't cause it, but they're having to walk through it, then Lord, I speak strength to them. In the name of Jesus right now, I just declare strength into them. And that, Lord, they will hear this word tonight that says, rise up. Get up off your face. You're blessed. Lord, we surrender tonight. We ask you that, God, you move in only ways that you can move. And we thank you that if our God is for us, then who can really be against us? We give you praise for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.